Alors, tout en chant, alors tu es une oeille et Simon, la rachuta, pingoutina, pingoutitorisimara, missionna, hagnitumi, macuna, netacovatatuni, pingoutitorimio, illutini, pingoutitorimio, vos illutini, la rachuta, tatana, tikikanyaman, temelor sonicouti, illutini, Pingu te tiri te lunga, sana te lunga. Anong ni tu na tu me ipigi gu na gati, suna hangi tu ra sungu si, sana galwak te lunga. Tana sana si maraka, pingu te tiri si maraka, pita hangi tu me ilu, ipi ilu ani, uwa na iti lu ti inuli lang amat, sakhi lang amat, Iji muta kungi kaloro viuk, ipit atau siuti luti, sana viusi maluti iluni, taatsi mingata siukta halang luti, makiti tau luti, teemetu mi atuti titau langa vit, kanuiti ugaloro vit, kina ugaloro vit, anguti ugaloro vit, irni langa vit, taatsi minga iluni, pinguti tuktau samarumi, sana rau samarumi, ta siukta gini aktani upiniku vit, Tatsu minga lakhorau kanya tunga kuti ima o haksune. Pingu tisi maraka pita hangi tume ame shuali. Kisi gunang itatit, nasa gunang itatit. Ikkama guna tatit, aku guna tatit, tamakua ngurun. Kisi anili ipi iluani, taman na pingu tisi rinaka anginik saobu taku guna tangneubi, ikkama guna tangneubi. Tana ilini, Iluani, piluni, inyulungni ato, lakan nato. Hallelujah, kutinyok tutawle.
Hallelujah. Iluni ato tau, lakan nato, akitiak pali ato tana, Tukita aku tahu lah mula milih ni ada tiku ya Allah kat dunia. David Elliot Hunusa asing ini ni ada tiku yang negara orang mesti lugu. Ini ni ada tiku ni lakukan ni amat tan David Elliot amal tu sahaja ngah. Ota Ezekiel. Amen. Nalap teji. Tunggu sebut dia Allah.
Wonderful God that we serve. I just want to let all of those that were here for the first session know. That there will be other speakers as well. We don't want you to leave. We have a good God. And he has brought to you many gifted people to share. And we thank the Holy Spirit for being our teacher again this morning. In the first session, we were talking about laying the foundation. Jesus taught us that we need to build our house upon the rock. And the house that he's talking about is our life. Paul said to us that we are a house that God dwells in. He said, "Don't you know you're the temple of God?" When I think of that, it is almost too much for me. To realize that the God of all universe the God of creation is willing to come and live in this house. And when I realized that, It makes me want to keep this house clean. And to make sure that this house is built on the rock. Amen. And so the first thing that we looked at this morning, reading from Hebrews chapter 6, verse
1.
It said that we need to lay the foundation. It said we should go on from the simple things of God. And he said, this we will do. But we cannot ask God to reveal himself in the greater things. Until we have our foundation built. How many know you don't build the roof first? When you build a house, you start at the bottom. When you build an igloo, you start at the bottom.
We had the
privilege in POV to have Adami build us and show us how to build an igloo. And I noticed even with igloos, you had to start at the bottom and make a good foundation. And so that's what we're doing this morning. And the first foundation stone that we looked at was the foundation stone of repentance. And remember, I told you that meant to turn around. To turn from the things that are of the world and of the devil. And turn to the things that God has for us. Pastor Peter shared with us yesterday that before he became a Christian, he knew there was a hell. And all he thought about was when he died, he was going to hell. But once he became a Christian, he didn't have to think about hell anymore. Because we are God's children. We lift up our eyes and look unto Jesus. Our focus is on different things. And that's what repentance is about, turning. Much of the book of Revelation speaks to us of repentance. The terrible judgments that will come upon the earth. Will be sent to make people repent. Isn't it wonderful that we can repent now and not have to face those judgments? We can choose now like Joshua chose. We can say, as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. Now I want to take you to the second foundation stone this morning. In Hebrews chapter 6, it says that we turn from the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. I want to talk to you this morning about faith. There's a lot of teaching out there about faith. We have many ministries that are word of faith, faith this, faith that. And when we listen to some teaching, faith becomes very complicated. It's almost like a formula. It's like if we're baking a cake, if we get everything right, the cake will work. But that's not the faith that the Bible teaches. First, I want you to understand that according to the Word of God, God has given every one of you a measure of faith. If you were like the man that came to Jesus, and you think you don't have enough faith, you can say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. That means I can have more faith. Now I want you to understand something that the Lord showed us very simply. It's something I heard before, but it only sank in a few weeks ago. And it happened when I was in Arctic Bay with Adami and the past who's here and others, I mean, Sam Willie. And I saw a little note I wrote in my Bible. Now you think if I wrote it in my Bible, it would have sunk into my heart. But as I was studying, I saw this little note. And this is what it said. Faith is believing that God will do what he said he would do. That's simple. God will do what he said he would do. That means we just have to believe his word. That's why he gave us his word. If he said he would do it, he will do it. God is not a man that he would lie. And so this morning, I want us to look at some areas of faith. Because faith is not something that's way up there. Faith is something that is right here. It's something that works from day to day. Let me give you a simple example. In our communities, we now have electricity. When I walk into the house, I go to the light switch and turn it on. Now, I don't stand at the light switch and say, will it work? I don't look at the white light.
They went out.
Wow. Here we are again. Whew. Maybe I should wonder whether it will work. I could stand by that light switch all day and the light would not go on. But if I flip the light switch, the lights come on. That's faith. I flip the light switch. The lights go on. That's simple. God said he would do it. The light switch is, I believe. He will do what he said he would do. Now, what are the areas of faith that God wants us to walk in? Now, first of all, we find in Hebrews chapter
12,
there is an act of faith that God calls us to do. And that act of faith is that we should lay aside every sin and weight that comes against us that is in our life. Now, if the Bible says it, we should do it. Believing that the Bible says it, and not doing it is not faith. So it's a simple step, a simple beginning. I make a choice. I flip the light switch. And the lights come on. I flip the light switch of faith. And the sins and the weights go away. That's a choice that I make. It's nice to dance with you. Amen. Now here is another area in faith. Hebrews chapter 12 says we need to look unto Jesus. The Bible says we look unto Jesus. We don't look to David. We don't look to Peter. We don't look to Billy. We don't look to Joshua. We look to Jesus. We look to the Jesus in Pastor Peter. We look to the Jesus in Pastor Billy. We look to Jesus in those that are serving him.
And pardon?
We look to Jesus in those that are serving him. Now that is an act of faith. It's a simple step. But if you can learn that simple step each day, if you can take that step of faith and look to Jesus, instead of looking at the world, instead of watching the television and getting discouraged, instead of looking at all your problems, look to the problem solver. That is faith. That is a simple area of faith. It is not complicated. How do we look to Jesus? We can look to Jesus for our course in life. Remember, I said earlier this morning, there is a way that seems right unto man. But the end of that way is death. The Lord has a better way for us. And that's a way of life. And so we need to bring him into our choice and our decision of the decisions of our life. We look to Jesus for courage in weak times. In our family, we've been going through some difficult times. And in our church, we've been going through some difficult times. And in the midst of that, my brother passed away.
Older or younger?
My older brother. And I can remember a few years ago in Kimmeret. Pastor Itulu had shared how his year had gone.
How his year had been.
His wife had passed away and he had lost two brothers. And one of his grandchildren drove his truck into the bay. And it was a very difficult year for him. But he looked to Jesus. And he said the love of Jesus sustained him, it kept him. That is trusting the Lord. That is believing that the Lord will do what he said he would do. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send to you the Comforter. He sends us the Comforter. It is by faith that we let the Comforter do the work in our lives. He is our strength in dangerous times, in times of disappointment, in times of loss. We can look to Jesus with the ears of faith. We read just 3 days ago in Isaiah that there is none so blind as the servant of God. There is none so deaf as the servant of God. It takes faith to see what God sees. It takes faith to hear what God is saying. Believing that he said he will do what he promised to do. We need to have spiritual ears. So we can hear what God is saying. Because if we listen to the devil, if we listen to the world, we quit tomorrow. Maybe we quit right now. But we have better promises. We have a hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the promises of his word.
And
so we hear what he is saying. And we are encouraged. Our faith rises within us. And then we can get out of bed in the morning. If it wasn't for the Lord Jesus, I think I would stay in bed. It's much more comfortable and nice and warm. Even the couch I slept on last night is safer than the world. And when I woke up at 5:30 this morning, I wanted to stay in the bed. But I was looking forward to this morning. And so I took a step of faith. And I got out of bed. That's what faith is, just one step at a time. And that's all we need faith for, is one step at a time. Because when we take one step at a time in faith, we know that Jesus was walking beside us one step at a time as well. He's the one that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That's the wonderful Lord we serve. It takes faith to love. Now, I'm not talking about the love the world talks about. My mother-in-law used to say that love was this. It's a ticklish feeling around your heart you can't scratch. And that's the way some people live. From one ticklish feeling to another ticklish feeling. But that's not real love. That's emotion. Sometimes that's lust. Real love is a choice. I choose to love. When I married my wife almost 40 years ago, we entered into a covenant relationship. Just the same as the Lord entered into a covenant relationship with us. And we exchanged our vows. We made promises to one another that we would love one another. At that time, it was pretty easy. Because I had the ticklish sensation around my heart. But there were times later on when the ticklish sensation was not there. And she had to love me anyway. You notice I said she had to love me. It had to be God for her to keep loving me for 40 years. It was easier for me, I'm sure, than it was for her.
It was easier for you
than it was for my wife.
To love you?
No, for me to love her.
Oh.
It's all right. It was easier for my wife to love me. No, for me to love my wife than for her to love me because I'm harder to love.
And
we better move on before I'm in trouble. I'm going to ask Pastor Bobby, please don't send the tape to my wife. Praise the Lord. Even as I choose to love my wife, I choose to love God. That is a choice. Even as He chose to love me, when I was not worthy of His love, the Bible says He loved me. And He sent His Son to die for me. Jesus loved me. On Good Friday, He showed us how much He loved us. When He stretched out His arms and died for us, He chose to love us. Love is a practical aspect of faith. James makes it very applicable or makes it very practical. John also shares it in his epistles. He says, if I say I love God and don't and hate my brother, the love of God is not in me. See, I must choose to love my sister and my brother. If I am going to love God as well. And that is one of the signs and the evidence of love. Do you understand that the Word of God gives the proof or the example of who is a real disciple of the Lord? And it's not because I do miracles or I raise the dead. As a matter of fact, Jesus said in the last days there would be those that would stand before Him and said, we have done this and this and this, and He will say, depart from me. We have to change how we understand what God means. Sometimes we watch the television and we go to conventions. And we see the signs, we see the miracles. And those are all wonderful. But that's not what Jesus said was the example or the proof of somebody being His disciple. What is the sign of a real man of faith, a real woman of faith? He said, by this shall all men know you're my disciples. Because you have love for one another. Love is an evidence of faith working in your life.
And
if you really choose to love Jesus, then his love will flow through you and you will choose to love others. That is a principle of faith that flows from the Father. Amen. We need to look at one more. How many know what hard work is? Many of you have know John
Spillenar.
How many of you know that to help support the ministry to come north?
That he helped support the ministry in the north?
That to come to help him to come north, he worked in the mines in Timmins. He went down into the ground and into the mines like some of you do in the mines up here. And he worked hard, he labored, so that he would have the money, the resources to do the work of the Lord. Their labor or hard work is an evidence of faith. Some of us think that faith is sitting back and sitting down and waiting for God to put it in your lap. Send it, Lord. I have faith, Lord. When I was in Bible college, we had a man who came from Israel. He was a Christian Arab. And he was a barber.
A barber?
A barber. He cut hair.
Oh.
And we would go to him and get our hair cut. And we would offer him money. And he would say, no. But every night I would hear him praying, Lord, send me money. And the next day he would cut 5 or 6 people's hair. And everyone would offer him money. And he would say, no. And again at night he would be praying, Lord, send me money. Finally, I asked him, do you think God is going to lower a basket out of heaven? With money in it. And he said, no. And then I said, well, why do you refuse the money he is sending you? And he looked at me with wide eyes and he said, what money? The money that people offer you for cutting their hair. You are robbing them of a blessing. And he said, oh. And after that, he took the money. And he cut more hair. And his financial needs were met. Sometimes faith is that practical. We look for the for strange things in faith. But the Lord has His own ways of providing for us. Even David prayed, Lord, establish thou the work of my hands. Now there are times that God provides miraculously. He may have this dear sister give me $1,000. But she probably will have to work hard for that $1,000. And the act of faith will be on her part when she gives it to me. It does not take faith to receive somebody else's labor. And so then even as pastors, we must be faithful in our service. So that the finances God provides to us through others who will labor hard that we in turn will labor for the Lord as just as hard. That is a very real act of faith. There are many aspects of faith. The Bible says when the Lord shows you what to do, what is right to do, when you are faced with a choice, not always is the right choice the easy choice. More often than not, the right choice is the hard choice. And it takes faith to make the right choice. How many have watched the char swim up the rivers? In the south, I watched the salmon. It is hard work for that salmon to go up the river. Any salmon can float with the river. But there is something that says to that salmon, God tells him, go up the river. Part of what God created in that salmon or in that char was when it's time to go up the river to breed, you go up the river. It doesn't matter how hard the water flows against you, you go up the river. If you want to have fruit, you have to make that choice to go up the river. It takes faith to make the right choice. We should be encouraged by the witnesses that God has given to us. One of my favorite Bible characters is Joseph. He received a word from the Lord. And even though life turned against him, He held on to the word of the Lord. He held on to the Lord. Even when he faced great temptation. And no one was looking. But God. He chose to do the right thing. And doing the right thing put him in jail. Joseph kept doing the right thing. And he kept getting in trouble for doing the right thing. Until finally God had Joseph in the right place. And when Joseph was in the right place at the right time, God fulfilled the word that he had given him many years ago. And not only did he become the savior of his family, but God used him to save many nations, including Egypt. Now, was it easy for Joseph? No, it wasn't. It looked like he lost his family. It looked like he lost his freedom. It looked like he lost his reputation. But one day, he was the right hand of the king. And there is a day when the Lord will say to us, sit at my right hand. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. It is worth the wait. And so we walk by faith. We make that choice. We use our secret weapon. I can remember an illustration from Moses' life as well. And Moses should encourage us. Because some of us do something, we try to do it in our own selves. We know what God wants to do. God wants to save and deliver his people. He wants to save our people. And sometimes we try to do it in our own strength and our own way. And instead of bringing deliverance, we bring greater bondage. And we find ourselves running. And we think maybe we're running from the Egyptians. But in truth, Moses was running from God. And he found himself in the wilderness. Hiding from God. Not able to help his people. But God had not forgot his people. And God had not forgot Moses. And so one day, as we heard earlier, in his wilderness, he saw a bush burning. And the Bible says Moses turned aside. This is the faithfulness of God. That even when sometimes we think we have failed, we have run from God. And we are in a hard place. There will come a time when the Lord will call us to turn aside to Him. And when He does, we need to turn aside. Recognize who we are standing in the presence of. If necessary, take our shoes off. Because we are on holy ground. And hear what the Lord is speaking to us. Listen, even as God used Moses to deliver the children of Israel, God desires to use you to deliver the people of Nunavut and Nunavut. He wants to use me wherever I go, use you wherever you go. He wants you to speak the same message that Moses was given. It's time, like Moses, by faith, we go to the enemy's camp. And say, let my people go. Let my people go. And God will do the miraculous. Because He is the one that sends you. But we have to walk by faith. And I come back to where I started when I talked about faith. What is faith? It's believing that God will do what He said He would do. I choose to believe my Bible. I choose to believe the Word of God. I choose to believe that God will do what He said He would do. That may mean we choose to turn. There may be times when we have to repent again because we've strayed off the path. And we want to get back on the path. Like Moses got back on the path. And the Lord took him right back into the enemy camp. Right into the court of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh had the power to say, off with his head. But he stood boldly. The Bible says in the book of Acts, with great boldness the apostles preached the gospel. We choose to walk by faith. I want to tell you a little story in closing. A little girl fell out of her bed. Her mother heard the thump on the floor and ran to help her.
Tani yuk kawal namya na nangatu sa kami akpasi yubini takunia suni kayo kaya suni.
And the mother picked her up and held her in her arms. And asked her this question. How come you fell out of bed? And the little girl answered, I think I was sleeping too close to the edge. And because she was sleeping too close to the edge, when she turned over, she rolled out of bed. It's our choice. We can live close to the edge, or we can stay in the center of the path. Because if we stay close to the edge, one day we might just fall off the edge. And so that little girl, she said, I better sleep in the middle of the bed. And then when I turn over, I won't roll out. Faith is that simple. It's not complicated. Choose to walk in the middle of the road that he's called you to walk. Amen. Will you stand with me? Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, as we have examined these two principal foundation stones, it is our desire to lay them soundly so that we can go on with the greater things of God. Your word says in the Hebrews chapter 11 that without faith it is impossible to please you. Yet in your goodness you have already given us a measure of faith. And so we can please you. So Lord, I ask that you would take the word that we have shared. That you would sow it in our heart as a good seed. And that you would uncomplicate faith in our lives. And that we will begin to walk in that faith. Knowing that you will do what you said you would do. This I ask in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you.